Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Give us the grace that we need to run this race.
Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that you're able to take us through, O Lord. You've got all power in your hand, and thou art a strong deliverer. Help us today, O Lord. We're depending on you. We're waiting on you. You know our prayer petition before we call. We come to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking that you will help us, O Lord. Help us through every situation in our lives. Help us, O Lord. We want to go through, and we want to stand, Lord. We want to do the will of Christ. We want to fulfill the will that you have for us.
Yes,
help us today, O Lord. Look on us one by one and name by name. Touch and bless, O Lord. Look on every listener on this line. We pray that you will touch and bless, that you will heal the sick and deliver the bound. Those that are suffering, O Lord, touch right now, Lord. Give them strength to go through. Help them to endure. Help them to stand in the midst of their tests and trials. Lord, I know you're able, and I know you got the power. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Encourage a soul today. Help them to press their way. Help them to overcome the situation. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh, Lord. We know thou art a way maker. We're depending on you today. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you touch a soul today. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover today. Wash and make heaven with hope. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to receive your word. Look on the speaker today. Send thy word and send thine anointing. Let it reach the souls of men. Help somebody, O Lord, to give their life to you, to submit their way unto thy will. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray that you look on the bereaved families, comfort and strengthen them. Take them through in their trying times. Help them to endure, O Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. Make ways out of no way, O Lord. You know what your people have need of. You know all about it for us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul that is disencouraged. Encourage their heart. Strengthen them, O Lord. Help them to cast their care upon you because you care for them. In the name of Jesus, help them, O Lord, to cast that burden on you, Lord. Lord, we know you're able, oh Lord. Make the way out of no way. Oh my God, fix it for somebody today. That soul that is strung out on drugs and alcohol. Oh my God, I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. That you touch their mind. Change their mind. Change their heart. Give them a mind to want to serve you and to deny themselves of the things that they're doing. Help them, O Lord. We know you can do it. All power's in thy hand. Thou art a strong deliverer. You're able today, O Lord. Help them to look to you. Help them to trust in you and take you at your word. We know that you're able to deliver. All power's in thy hand. And we know you can do it today. We thank you today, O Lord. We thank you for every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless the people, encourage their hearts, help them continue to listen in on this broadcast. And those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies and hospitalized, we pray that you touch them right now, O Lord. Oh, my God, send your healing virtue move through the place. Save, heal, and deliver. Forgive sins today, O Lord. We know you're able, O Lord. Have mercy, and we will be blessed if you have mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take you at your word today. We thank you that you've already done. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. Our faith looks up to you. and we continue to trust in thy word. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to have your way. Let your will be done. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 73rd verse. That's 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 73. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." Thank God for doing the word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 73rd throughout the 80th verse. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. This is the send us postal mail. You can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or if you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to share, an encouraging word you'd like to give us or give to the people, or if you have a prayer request, you feel free to give us a call on our guest line at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock prayer on Wednesdays there as well, 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271, and we are praying for Evangelist Martha, her loss. She lost her mother. Amen. I believe the service was held on Thursday, so we're praying for her on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Haas, Missionary Rebecca Engelman, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182 7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we recently celebrated the birthday of Missionary Cleo Jones on yesterday, and today is my eldest niece's birthday. I want to say happy birthday to Zion Hameen today. Amen. And we're going to say the prayer for the souls that are on our prayer list again for Evangelist Martha Colbreath and the Bereaved Colbreath family, Mr. Howard Smith, who Sister Melissa Smith's father, and I have an update that he is doing well now. So thank God for your prayers, praying for him. The Bereaved Thompson, Edmund family, Mother Barbara Watson, Austin, a Bereaved family. She lost her brother, Evangelist Smith Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, the Bereaved Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the Bereaved families, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for this beautiful day. Even though it was raining, it's still a beautiful day because we are in the land of the living. And I give thanks unto the Lord because he in all things give thanks. What seemed to be bad, give thanks. But God turned it
to God bless you, Evangelist. You kind of went out. I know sometimes we have technical difficulties with these phones and things. Evangelist May? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll try to. God bless Evangelist. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle. She's very encouraging, and I'm sure she's saying something very encouraging right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist? Amen. There you go. All right. We couldn't hear you. You cut out.
Yes.
Go ahead. God bless you.
My song went out a little bit, but I thank God for the opportunity.
Wait a minute.
Still not able to hear her.
So much going on.
Yes.
So many tests and trials. So much difficulty going on. But with the instruction of the Lord, he will take you through. So we want to continue to
I can hear her talking, but it's not very loud.
Now,
the sound is going too low.
And we thank God for Evangelist Maybelle. And at this time, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle. You came back? Okay, there you go. The phone keeps going in and out.
Yes.
But we don't want to cut you off. Yeah.
We don't. We know the devil is a liar.
He is a liar.
Anything
Amen.
To stop the word of God, to stop encouragement, anything to help a person to go on with the Lord. He's right
Amen.
Here to try to stop it, but he's a lying wonder.
He's lying.
There is no truth in him. He's a liar from the beginning, and he's the father of all lies. We give glory and we give honor and we give praise unto the God of our salvation, the one that woke us up this morning and started us on our way, the one who has kept us and brought us this far.
Go ahead.
Thank him. His name is excellent, and he is worthy to be praised. From the going down of the state, and we're going to glorify him. Praise God. We're not going to glorify the devil, because he has no power. Glory to God. God's got all power.
Amen.
So we thank God today. We thank him for what he has done and what he's going to do. We are yet trusting in him. We are yet taking God at his word. I don't care how Satan works. I don't care how he tried to stop the work of God. He cannot stop it. Because God has given us the power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, whatever he tries to do. He's a loser.
Amen.
And we are on the winning side because we have Christ, and he's a winner. He doesn't lose. Glory to God. We thank God. At this time, I'm going to present to you this speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was
going
to go ahead on, praise God, because the enemy, he does want to stop encouragement. He wants to stop all the work of God, but the enemy is a liar. He's nothing but, it's all lies straight from the pit. Glory to God. So let us not let Satan steal our joy. Let us not let Satan cause us to be discouraged, because God is on the throne. Hallelujah. And God's got all the power, and he's given us power. So getting stirred up about doing the work of the Lord, knowing that the enemy is out to destroy us. He's out to put a block in our path, or to impede our progress. We ought to go that much harder for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I mean, God takes things the way he wants them to go. We might have in our mind to go this way or to go that way, but when God wants something done, we have to yield to the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for the victory, for giving us the victory and allowing those words of encouragement to come forth. Glory to God. And I thank God I'm encouraged to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise be to God. So let us get ready now to go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, you're welcome to read along with us. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. But before we read the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We ask, Lord, that you will look on us with compassion. Lord, we ask that you will minister unto us, that you will feed our souls. Oh, God, speak to us, Lord, and minister to our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we are looking unto you. And we are praying right now, God, that you will remove every hindrance, that you will block the works of the enemy, that you will overthrow his works in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done and have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now let us go to the Word of God. For the next ensuing minutes, if you would pray along with me, we'll go ahead and read the scriptures. I'm going to the book of St. Matthew, the first chapter, 21, and then St. Luke, the second chapter, in its entirety, if it be the Lord's will. Starting off with St. Matthew, the first chapter, verse 21, reads, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus,
for he shall save his people from their sins. St. Luke, the second chapter, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this great thing, and see this great thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And the title of the message tonight is Good Tidings of Great Joy. And the theme is A Message of Salvation. Praise the Lord. And the main focus will be taken from St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 11 and verse 14. And I thank God for the Word of God and for the prophecies of the Lord and the things that God has brought to pass. And good tidings of great joy were brought forth when Jesus was born into the world. It had been prophesied that Mary, a young virgin, would bring forth a child. And Jesus is his name. And it did come to pass according to the scriptures. In St. Matthew 1 and 21, the prophecy was that, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is good news. Hallelujah. When you refer to the word tidings, definition is old old-fashioned word for recent news, information, or intelligence. So the old-fashioned term for news is tidings. So
yes,
good tidings came forth on a day when nobody particularly expected it. The shepherds were out in the field and they were minding their sheep. They were watching their sheep. And all of a sudden, the glory of the Lord came upon them and shined round about them. And they received good news. They received good tidings, joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when they saw what was happening before them, they were astonished. They were so afraid. But they were quickly comforted because the angel of the Lord told them that they didn't have to fear. He said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And Lord knows that every time we turn around, we're hearing bad news. We're hearing some horrible news. We're hearing of some terrible things. But we need to hear some comforting news, some good tidings of great joy.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. To know that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus came to bring us salvation. He came to take away the sins of the world. And by doing this, he sacrificed his own life. He came down through 42 generations. Glory to God. And he gave his life so that we can be saved. None of us deserved to live, but Jesus, because he died, he gave us the opportunity to have eternal life. Glory, hallelujah. And this is good news, amen, of great joy. This is something to rejoice about for what the Lord has done. A message of salvation was brought to all people. And then the Lord chose the lowest state, or someone who was looked upon as a lowest state, the shepherds who were out in the field. The Lord sent his angels to deliver the message of salvation. And the angels came down from heaven. They came all the way down from heaven to deliver this message, this news, this good tidings for all people. Praise the Lord. The angel said to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." A Savior is born. This is good news. Hallelujah. This is good news of great joy. This is reason to rejoice. And then the angel gave them a sign. They weren't there when the Savior was born, but they knew who they were looking for because the angel gave specific directions and also description of who Jesus was and what to look for. That he would be wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then they suddenly, the multitude came with the angel. The heavenly host was praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is a noteworthy message of salvation. Goodwill toward men. Oh, glory to God. We have a chance to be saved because Jesus was born into the world. Jesus came down from his home in glory all the way down to this earth and walked among sinful men. He gave up his home in glory, and he came here to die for every one of us. There's no respect of persons. There's no certain individuals who can only be saved. Everybody who wants to be saved can be saved. Jesus died for you. Hallelujah. Jesus died that you might have life. He died to give you abundant life. He died so that you would have this abundant life in this world and in the world to come. Hallelujah. Are you willing tonight to accept this message of salvation that the Lord God sent through the angels to the shepherds who went forth and they saw the baby lying in the manger? They saw Mary and Joseph. They saw everything that they were told was just like the way they were told. Hallelujah. And they had no doubt whatsoever that God was being glorified. The angels were praising God. And this is what they were saying in their praise. Glory to God in the highest. We need to give God the glory in the highest. Hallelujah. Because of what he has done. Because of his greatness. Because of his love toward us. None of us deserve to live. Oh, we all were lost, glory to God, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Had it not been for Jesus, we all would perish. But God is merciful and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so this is good news of great joy. So we should rejoice for just having this opportunity. Oh, what a merciful God. What a mighty God. A God full of compassion. His mercy endures forever. Praise the name of the Lord. He is a mighty God. You know what the shepherds did? They did not be quiet. They were not ashamed, but they went forth and they began to return to where they were, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. And what caught my attention is that the angels came all the way down from heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. And after they delivered that message, after they had come and they gave God the praise and they had lifted him up, amen, glorifying him in the highest, they had gone away from them into heaven from whence they came. This really caught my attention that God would be so gracious to send his heavenly host all the way down from heaven on down to the earth, glory to God, to praise him in the midst of mankind. Oh, what a mighty God. He's so mighty. And when the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds, they said one to another, They stuck together. Hallelujah. They went together, and this is what they did. Said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. God revealed it to them through his messengers, his heavenly angels. Amen. Sent them this message. And they went according to what they had heard, and they found it to be so, and they gave God the glory. And God has a way of getting our attention, because he wants us to know that Jesus died so that we could be saved. Jesus paid the price. Oh, yes, he sacrificed his own life. He laid it down for you and for me, and he took it up again when God quickened him while he was in that grave and touched him. Hallelujah. He quickened Jesus, and Jesus got up from the grave, and he rose with all power in his hand, both in heaven and in the earth. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the power that God had given him when he quickened Jesus and Jesus got up. He took up his life again. Amen. And then went to the Father and was of a glorified body. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that was the first example. Amen. And he being the first partaker, we follow after him. We have to die from our sins. We have to give up the sins that we committed. We have to repent and be godly sorry for the wrong that we have done and ask God to save us. Hallelujah. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, this message of salvation is to you tonight. The Lord is extending this invitation to everyone who's listening so that you can be saved. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to be lost, but he wants to save us. Glory to God. And if you have not been saved, you need to seek the Lord right now. While the blood is running warm in your veins, while you have your right mind, glory to God, this is the time now to turn away from the world, to walk away from sin, come out of adultery, come out of fornication. Come out of anything that's abominable before God. Whatever you're doing, glory to God, that you know God is not pleased with, walk away from it and ask God for forgiveness, and the Lord will save your soul. Oh, praise be to God. Tonight, don't let this night pass you by. Tonight, you're receiving good tidings of great joy. Tonight you are receiving the message of salvation. Praise the Lord. If you can only believe in your heart, if you can only believe and receive the gift of God, the gift of eternal life, accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you can be saved. And these days, with all the things that are going on in the world, we don't know when our last day is going to be. We don't know how much time we actually have on this earth. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, glory to God, we are still here. And anyone who's not saved, you have a chance. You have the opportunity to be saved. You don't have to go another day without knowing the Lord in the departing of your sins. So tonight we extend the invitation to you to accept prayer, that we can pray for you, the God, to save your soul. Hallelujah. God will forgive your sins, and he will take your sins away. But this is the purpose that he came into the world, to die and to take away the sins of the world. Amen. He came to save us all. And I thank God for having mercy on a wretch like me, who looked down on me when I did not even know my own self. Glory to God. Even before I came into the world, he knew me. He knew what kind of life I would have. He knew where I would be at this very moment. Hallelujah. I could not know my own future. Praise the Lord. And he could have passed me by, but he did not pass me by, but he visited me. Glory to God. Even as a child, the Lord Jesus had mercy on me. He was looking out for me, because the enemy tried to cut me off before I was even born into the world. But by the grace of God, he allowed me to be born into the world. And I thank him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He let me come into the world. And while in the world, the enemy sought ways to destroy my life, to kill me, to get rid of me. I fell into a river. I could have been dead and gone, but by the grace of God, I'm still here. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I can't help but think back on things that happened to me as a child growing up. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I can recall a time when we were going fishing. Thank you, Lord. And my dad was right behind me. I was in front of him. And we were walking, and I lifted up my feet to step down, and my dad grabbed me because my foot was about to step down on a rattlesnake. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. So God, he had mercy on me. And we were playing with a tree one time. We were touching something in there that was swelling up. And it was a snake, but we didn't know it. Oh, glory to God. But the Lord spared our lives. So God has been looking out for me since I was a little baby. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. And I thank him for his great mercy. And I thank the Lord for coming into my life and having mercy on me and saving a wretch like me, forgiving my sins, oh, and having mercy on me. And I thank God for just loving me and caring for me. It did not have to be so. But there are many times where the Lord has visited me. And I thank the Lord for just being so gracious and so merciful. And the Lord is reaching out to you tonight. Whoever is listening to this message, I want you to know that God loves you, that God cares for you, and that God wants to save your soul. And even if you are on the verge of giving up and you feel like your breakthrough is just not going to come, and you feel like the things that you've been desiring, you're not going to receive, I want to encourage you to just trust the Lord and keep on holding on. Don't give up. Don't turn away. Jesus died for you to have an abundant life on this earth, to be blessed, amen, Even though we have our tests and trials and we go through, the Lord has come that you might have abundant life. Praise God. So I'm thankful to the Lord for the word of God. I thank God for the good news. Amen. The message of salvation. And tonight, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. And let's bring everything to the Lord in prayer. Don't hold anything back, but bring all of your burdens. Bring all your prayer requests. Bring everything to the Lord in prayer. And let's believe God together. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, O God, for all of those who are listening to this broadcast. And Lord, we come to you and we ask for forgiveness. We humble ourselves, O Lord, and we ask that you will blot out transgressions, that you will forgive sins, Lord Jesus, and that you will save those who are not saved. Those who don't know you, Lord, reveal yourself unto them. Make yourself known unto them, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to look on those who are discouraged tonight, those who are on the verge of giving up, Lord God, and those who feel like that nothing is going to change, Lord God. You have the power to change everything. You have the power to do everything, O God. And we ask that you will move in a mighty way, Lord God. We need divine intervention, O Lord. We need miracles tonight, Lord God. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and make whole, Lord God. Work wonders in the midst of us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord God. And we ask, Lord, that you will send your word, your message all out throughout the world, Lord God, all around, near and far. Let your word go forth, Lord. Let it reach somebody's heart. Lord, let it touch and change somebody's mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, oh my God, and those, Lord Jesus, who are gripped in sin, Lord, break that chain in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose the shackle, oh, Lord God, and deliver their soul. Fill them, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost and give them a mind and a drive, a zeal to serve you, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Lord, remember the youth, oh, God. Preserve their lives, Lord. Don't let the enemy destroy them. Don't let the enemy take them away or turn their minds away from you, God. But give them a mind to serve you all the days of their lives. We know you're able to do everything, oh God. We bring all of our prayer requests. We bring all of our petitions, Lord. We bring everything before you right now. And we lay it down, oh Lord. We ask that you will bless, that you will touch, that you will heal, oh, God. Answer prayers, oh, Lord Jesus. Move in mighty ways, Lord. Go into the hospitals. Go into the sick rooms, Lord. Go to the nursing homes. Go to the prisons, Lord, to the halfway houses. Oh, out on the street, my God, in the homeless shelters, Lord Jesus,
yes,
wherever there's need. Lord God, visit them and bless them, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you will bring comfort to the bereaved families tonight, Lord, or anyone who is suffering from a loss of a close friend or someone that was dear to them. We ask you to please give comfort and give consolation. Lord, carry them through. Uphold them at this difficult time. In the name of Jesus. Lord, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, have your way and let your will be done, Lord. Bless our leaders, oh God. Bless your people everywhere, Lord, and help us to do all that you have assigned unto us, Lord. Help us, oh God, to be about your business, Lord, to go and to bring good tidings of great joy to everyone that we encounter. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to labor as never before. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. And, oh, God, we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for giving us this opportunity. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, oh, God, for all that you've done, for what you continue to do, Lord. But even now, and Lord, we praise your holy name. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. At this time, this portion of the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God and the prayer coming through Evangelist Hamid talking about good tidings of great joy, a message of salvation. And truly tonight, this was a message of salvation. And we know the birth of our Savior was a great thing. And we celebrate Christ's entry into the world during the Christmas season. But there is a deeper meaning than him just being born. He came to bring salvation to the entire world, to all people. And that's good news. This was a beautiful message. I enjoyed this broadcast. I love the portion of the testimony that Evangelist Hamid gave. And, you know, of course, thinking about it, if she was affected, you know, not coming in this world, I wouldn't be here. So I thank God for the Lord sparing her life. And I love also, thank God for Evangelist Maybelle, how she was able to get the victory anyway, though the enemy tried to silence her. And the saying, she always has very encouraging things to say, and the enemy didn't want. He doesn't want anybody to be encouraged, but he's a liar. He lost.
Amen.
So I know she's on, and want to go ahead and give her, going to give Venice May an opportunity to have remarks. And if any other clergy are on, you're certainly welcome to have remarks after Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist. Vance May. Amen. May still be having. May be having issues with the phone again. But if any other clergy
are on. She
got
the victory anyway, man.
She certainly did.
Praise God for the victory.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If any other clergy are on, you're welcome to have remarks as we try to wait for Evangelist May to get her phone together. You can call in to the broadcast using the guest call-in number, amen, which is 978-990-5270 number, and amen, it has an access code, so you can dial the access code when it asks you. It's 794-6408. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for, you know, all of the listeners and all of the folks that are praying and supporting us, and we're praying and supporting you too in prayer. So at this time, we're turning the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hunting. God bless you, Evangelist Hunting.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show on tonight. Thank God for that opening prayer of Evangelist May Pray. Praise God. And also for those words of encouragement that she gave, getting the victory over the enemy. And we just thank God for this broadcast and for the Word of God. And I encourage you to take the Word of God in to your life. Live by it daily. The Lord, He's a loving God, and He's constantly sending messages to reach out to anyone who desires to be saved, anyone who desires to have salvation. It is unto you. The Lord wants to save you. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we look forward to broadcasting once again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And we invite you to join us on that broadcast. And we thank you once again, as was stated, for your prayers and for your support. And we want you to know that we are praying for you and we love you. Amen. Are there any other announcements or anything we should announce that's coming up? Oh, the Youth Congress. When is the Youth Congress?
Oh, Lord Jesus. It's this weekend.
This weekend?
Yes, I believe it's this weekend.
Okay. Amen. Came up on us so fast.
Usually our meetings are the last weekend. And, this is the last full weekend.
Okay, so today, tomorrow, and Sunday, if it's the Lord's will. And I believe they had an activity planned for tomorrow.
Yeah, 38th Annual Youth Congress is held at the Headquarters Church, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. The theme is Living the Life in Christ. It's June 23rd through June the 26th, Friday night, which is tonight. Is actually a concert. Saturday is admission to Six Flags Great Adventures and Sunday service, and then all-you-can-eat buffet at the Golden Corral. Amen.
Amen. So if anybody's in the neighborhood, tell them the address of the Headquarters Church.
910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we ask you to pray for our youth, that the Lord will continue to bless them. And when we saw them at the women's convention, the young girls, they were just so excited and just getting all involved and doing different things. You know, they have a mind to be in the house of the Lord, and that is a great blessing. So we ask you to all of our youth in your prayers, because we know the enemy is trying to destroy their lives. He's trying to stop them. But let us pray for them earnestly that God will keep them and preserve them and that He will use them for His service. Amen. Praise God. So we do thank the Lord for all things. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.